Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is Kenneth Roy, the former coach at Nationwide Academy, the mentor of new Memphis commitment DeAndre Williams, and he joins us now. Hey, Coach Roy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you guys going on this Monday?
Everything is great here in Memphis. I think there's a real level of excitement about DeAndre, obviously, and his announcement. So let's just kind of jump into that. You know, obviously, you were with him every step of the way in this decision making process. What led you guys to Memphis?
I mean, when you ask a question like that, man, that's a really, really good question. And then we went back and we looked at all four programs, and we did the pros and the cons of each program. And we did the process of elimination. And what stood out, I mean, just head and shoulders above everyone, is how Coach Hardaway did his recruiting process. I mean, his recruiting process was second to none. And that's what we loved about him. We loved about the program. And I enjoyed the Zoom that he shared with us, with his coaching staff. And that recruiting process was unbelievable because, as I indicated in other interviews, he got to know us and who we are as individuals. From the mom, from DeAndre, and myself. And he wanted to really just show his genuine self. And that's what just took us, man, because he was so genuine from the very beginning. And then he let us know about, you know, the university and what it has to offer and what DeAndre can play a part of what he's trying to do and accomplish for the city of Memphis. And, we couldn't turn it down, man. And DeAndre looked at that, and he took the bull by the horns, and he ran with it.
What was the urgency level like for Memphis, Coach, in terms of the priority level that clearly they were making DeAndre Williams out to be, Coach?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that it was an urgency on Coach Hardaway's part. I would just say that he was really consistent because he never panicked. No matter, even when Kentucky came into play, Coach Hardaway, he stayed steadfast, he stayed on course, and he continued to process and let us know exactly what was going on from the very beginning. And what we knew about Coach Hardaway is that once DeAndre hit the portal, he was in there from the very beginning until the end. Kentucky came a week later. And, you know, you have to look at it that way. And then, you know, they're Kentucky. You know, they think they can just show up to the dance and, you know, and steal your girl. But you know, I guess they had another thing coming when it came to Coach Hardaway. Coach Hardaway lived with nobody stealing his girl. That's all I can say.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Kenneth Roy, coach at Nationwide Academy, was the coach of DeAndre Williams there and has really helped him along the way. You know, as somebody who is, you know, so integral in the process, was it difficult for you to sort of knowing, you know, what Kentucky was saying in the recruitment and sort of their presence? Was it hard for you to see the reports that Kentucky was not interested? Like, I always wonder, like, is it a challenge for, you know, coaches and parents not to respond and get in the middle of that when, you know, information is being disseminated that might not be true?
So the question you're asking was Kentucky interested or
falling off? Yeah, could you just maybe address that? Because there were reports that they had quote unquote backed off and that they weren't, you know. And I talked to DeAndre on Friday, and he said they were up until, you know, they were fighting until the end.
And that is absolutely correct, man. Do not believe any literature that was put out on Kentucky to back off. Kentucky didn't back off. No way, no shape, no form. DeAndre was receiving texts up until the very last day. How much they wanted DeAndre. So, I mean, that's just their spin that they're putting on it. And, you know, and then it's a shame that they would have to do something like that, knowing the stature of what Kentucky is. Hey, if they lost out, they lost out. They don't need to spin it. I mean, because we have evidence showing that they were in it to the very end. So I don't know why they would do that. If it's something that they feel shame losing to Memphis, hey, it is what it is, but I looked at it this way with Kentucky. Kentucky showed up a week later, and we gave everybody the ground rules of how to play ball. And Kentucky, they started going, doing their own thing, dealing with DeAndre directly, not coming through me, jumping over hoops through me. And, you know, that played an important part as well because they didn't play the rules correctly. You know, they thought that they could just go directly to DeAndre. They thought they could go directly to the mom and, you know, not even talk to me but one time during the whole process. So if I'm a part of the process, why do you think you're going to eliminate me and think you're going to get the prize? That's not going to happen like that. Because, I mean, why are you not talking to me? I'm a part of this situation. So Kentucky, again, they didn't play the rules. They were in there to the very end, and hey, Memphis won out. That's all I can say to that.
How confident are you, Coach? How confident is Penny when he talks to you that you all will get the waiver that DeAndre will be able to play immediately? Clearly, I mean, we've been sitting here breaking it down, and Memphis desperately needs it. They haven't had a great history with these recently, but if there's ever been a textbook case of why a guy should be eligible immediately, it seems like it's DeAndre. How confident are you all that you'll get it, that you'll be able to play immediately?
Well, you know, we're extremely confident, but, you know, no one never knows on how this is going to play out.
Right.
All they can do is submit their case, and we feel like that we have an extraordinary case for DeAndre. And once we lay out all the chips, we'll see where they were, where they fall, and then all we can do is just pray to the above and hope that it all works out.
I'm with you on the prayer. Lord knows I know that. any thought at all, though, Coach, I got to ask just because, you know, you're talking about plans. If you don't get the waiver, any thought of what you all would do then? Would you sit out the year? Would you move up and go pro? I mean, any thought to that at all?
Hey, that's a fantastic question. But, you know, during the recruiting process, Coach Hardaway gave DeAndre a plan B and a plan C if the waiver didn't work out. And if you want to know more about that plan B and plan C, then that's something you would have to discuss with DeAndre and Coach Hardaway. I don't think I'm privileged to talk about their plan B and plan C, but there is a plan in action, and that was another thing that enticed DeAndre on coming to Memphis, because Coach Hardaway had a great thought process on how he was recruiting DeAndre, and he also let him know, just in case, if it doesn't work out, this is what I still have lined up, where you have a couple more choices. So, you know, I think they'll be better set to answer that question than me.
Yeah,
it's fair.
We are, of course, talking to Kenneth Roy, the mentor, former coach of DeAndre Williams there at Nationwide Academy. In terms of the roster, you know, I know you guys have probably had a little bit more time to think about it and look into it. Just your thoughts on you know, the roster that DeAndre is stepping into. I mean, they had the number one recruiting class in 2019, and, you know, obviously James and Precious are moving on, but a lot of those pieces are coming back. What do you think when you look at the roster at Memphis?
You know, I love the Memphis roster, man. And like, as you indicated, that they had the number one recruiting class last year. And all DeAndre is going to be able to do is add a piece to the puzzle. And what he brings to the table, man, he's a special young man that's going to be able to have his players and have his teammates rally around him, and he's just going to do whatever it takes to win. So if he's required to be a 15 rebounder that game, that's what he's going to do. If Coach needs him to score 20-plus points, that's what he's going to do. DeAndre is going to do whatever the coach needs him to do because he's a winner, and that's what it's all about, winning and, you know, getting a championship.
What's the best you've ever seen him play, Coach? This game against the Ball State game, the Miami game, was it before then? When you've seen him at his best, where's it been?
Well, I saw him at his best when he played the Miami game, when he went, I think, 17 of 18.
Yes, sir.
With a finish with 37 points, he was phenomenal that game. I mean, how many 16s you know go 17 from 18? I mean, he's not shooting layups. He's shooting mid-range, three-pointers. He's dunking. He's driving to the basket. I mean, he's just had a phenomenal, phenomenal game. And, you know, I suggest everyone take a look at that game, and you'll see what type of special player DeAndre Williams is. I mean, I know the city and you guys are going to embrace this young man. Man, what I love about this kid, as I indicated, he's so charismatic, but when he's smiling on the court, when he's walking around and he's happy-go-lucky, and all you know, he's about winning, he's about going to classroom, being in his classroom every day, not missing no practice, showing up, working hard. Man, you can respect a young man like that and knows what he's trying to do and what he's trying to accomplish. I mean, you guys are going to love this man. I mean, y'all are going to love this young man. Going to love him.
You know, obviously he missed 14 games last season with the back injury, Coach. You and I talked about it a little bit, for all of Memphis, the expectation is that he's healthy. Is that sort of what you understand?
To my understanding, he's completely healthy. You know, and it's a shame that he missed 14 games last year because, to all indications, to what we have found out once he got a private therapist and everything, that the school had misdiagnosed him and treating him improperly. So that's another hurdle we have to cross on what transpired on that. But the young man is already working out. When he came here and spent a week with me, while we stayed in the gym, worked out, you know, before, I call it a stress reliever, before he made his announcement. And he was looking very, very good. I'm excited about it and what he's coming bringing to the table.
Interesting, Coach. I do want to follow up real quick on that. You said misdiagnosed at his previous school.
Yeah, they were treating him whatever they were treating him for. That was not the case. The therapist that worked on DeAndre indicated that he shouldn't have been out longer than 2 weeks. So you take that for what it's worth.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And instead he was out for, you know, basically half the season.
There you go.
Huh.
There you go.
And you guys, I don't want to pry, but you guys sound like that's going to be part of your case as well.
Again, a lot of information is just, it's a lot of things that, man, that you guys don't really know at this particular time. But you will know, because eventually it's all going to come out. There's a lot of stuff that went on during this process with DeAndre that eventually came out towards the end. And it was very, very disturbing. So, but again, you know, I'm sure that Coach Hardaway and his compliance people and everybody's going to do their due diligence and get every bit of the information and process it the way it needs to process it. And those officials are going to take it and take the bull by the horns and build their case.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, man, congratulations on everything
Thank
over
you,
the
Coach.
Weekend. We're excited to have
Congrats.
DeAndre in Memphis, and we look forward to, you know, hopefully being able to see you guys play in person this year.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Hey, Coach,
that'd be great.
Appreciate the time,
Thank
as
you.
Always. Talk soon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.